Hey, friggin' buddy here, coming to you live from Spicer's Dockside Grill. You know, over on Wolf Island there. It's friggin' beauty over here. Like I'd say, best waterfront patio in Kingston, hands down. Right on. So hop on a ferry or a jet ski or whatever and just get over to Spicer's Dockside Grill and see for yourself. They're open for lunch and dinner Thursday to Sunday from noon to 9. And they got free live music every Friday and Saturday night. Frig yeah! Get the full scoop at spicersdockside.com and I'll see you on the island, bud.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics, with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and, of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. This week's theme is definitely one that fits the season. Now that the weather is finally starting to get a little nicer and the sun is actually starting to stay out, I thought I'd share some of my essential summer songs that I have on blast all summer long, and it's the kind of music that just is made for sitting outside in the sun. So starting off strong with a true summer classic, we've got The Eagles. This song has always been a huge summer song for me. It is Nightingale by The Eagles. So one thing I really, really love about this track is that it comes from the band's very first album back in 1972, before they became even this massive rock band that everyone knows from songs like Hotel California, which I've been to, by the way, not to brag, and songs like Take It Easy. So this song was actually written by Jackson Browne, who was really connected to that whole California folk rock scene at the time. Even though Nightingale was never one of their biggest hits, it's always felt like one of those hidden gems to me. It's super laid back, warm, and just has that perfect sitting in the sun energy. So I hope you enjoy this first song. Here is Nightingale.
Just don't know. I'm hanging under those good times, baby. Just wanna let them roll. I'm gonna make it to the light and joy.
that was the Eagles with Nightingale. Keeping up these summer classics rolling, this next song is one I swear I've played at least 100 times last summer. And honestly, it's already back on repeat again this year. It is Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf. So one thing I've always found really cool about this song is that even though it became one of the biggest psychedelic rock songs of the late 60s, the title actually came from the songwriter John Kay, talking about the feeling of music transporting you somewhere else entirely. The song came out in 1968, right in the middle of that psychedelic rock era, and it really captures that freedom-filled, feel-good summer. A lot of people thought this song was strictly about drugs, but the band always described it more as an escapism and imagination style of song. And I also love how the song kind of switches personalities halfway through. It starts off with that softer and dreamier vibe, then suddenly kicks into that huge guitar riff. And it's one of those songs that really feels like summer every time you hear it. So here is Magic Carpet Ride, and get ready for a little bit of summer.
Any place that goes is right. Goes far, flies near, looks lost away from here. Well, you. measuring the summer's day. I only find it slips away to gray. The hours they bring me pain. Living reflections from a dream. I was her love, she was my queen. And now a thousand years between. Thinking how it used to be. Does she still remember times like these? To think of us again, and I do.
Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me
excitation, good, goodbye. vibrations are happening with her.
Of course, was the Beach Boys with Good Vibrations. And honestly, you just have to play the Beach Boys in the summer. I think it's basically the law. I actually was inspired to play this song today because I recently rewatched the movie Love and Mercy, which is all about Brian Wilson's life, and it really shows just how serious he was about making music and the incredible musical ear he had. At the time, Good Vibrations was actually one of the most expensive songs ever recorded because Brian was completely obsessed with getting every tiny little perfect sound down pat, which is really highlighted in the movie if you watch it. And instead of recording the song all at once like most bands did in the 60s, he recorded little sections in different studios across Los Angeles over months, almost building the song like a puzzle, piece by piece. And some recording sessions were literally focused on just a few seconds of music. That's how particular he was. But the idea for the song actually came from Brian Wilson's mom, who used to talk about dogs being able to sense bad vibrations from people. And Brian turned that idea into this huge psychedelic pop song that we all know and love today. And next up, we've got another summer classic with Free Ride by the Edgar Winter Group. I always connect this song with summer because it's featured in Dazed and Confused, another fantastic movie. And if you can't tell already, I absolutely love movie soundtracks. I also love this song because I actually got the chance to see Edgar Winter perform with Ringo Starr and his all-star band back in 2022 at the Slush Puppy Place. And it was such an incredible performance. And definitely one of the reasons his song always ends up on the back of my summer playlist every year. So I hope you enjoy, and here's Free Ride.
Yeah. precious I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the east, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up to tease? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the east, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tease? Have you had enough of mine?
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. Things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Another hit classic summer song. You gotta love the Doobie Brothers and their hit with Listen to the Music. And trust me, if there's one thing I'm professionally qualified in, it is definitely listening to music. But yeah, you gotta love that song for the summer. It's so perfect. And keeping the vibes going, next up we've got Spacey by the Rose Hips. This is actually a new song, and I think it just gives the perfect beachy groove. It's the kind of track that sounds better sitting outside in the sun. It's got this super nostalgic, dreamy feeling to it, almost like a hazy summer drive at sunset, which is probably why it's become one of my more recent favorites. And safe to say, this one is definitely making its way onto my summer playlist this year. So enjoy Spacey by the Rose Hips.
Spacey, I've been lost inside a daydream. These hopes of mine could really break me or catch me by surprise. Faces, sun-kissed skin inside a basement. LA kids just trying to make it before the next sunrise. So who's that knocking at your door?
I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone, and today I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Like you walk, come and talk to me. sowing seed.
We'll be right back.
That was a true Canadian summer classic, Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young. Keeping those Canadian classics rolling, can you guess it? We're going to play some Tragically Hip, but we're going to play their song Wheat Kings. And it's truly the kind of song that just sounds better when you're sitting outside listening to it in the sun. What's really interesting about this song is that it's actually based on a real Canadian wrongful conviction case. The song tells the story of David Milgard, who was wrongly convicted of murder in Saskatchewan in the late 1960s and spent over 20 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. And what I think is so powerful about the song is how Gord Downie wrote it in such a poetic and subtle way. If you don't know the story behind it, it almost sounds like it's just a beautiful prairie song at first. Even the title, Wheat Kings, references the Canadian prairies and that huge open landscape. So I just think this is such a cool piece of songwriting and how it actually is truly telling a real story. So I hope you enjoy it just as much as I do. Here is Wheat Kings by The Tragically Hip.
Kings of all treasures buried, and all you hear are the rusty breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus. Municipal ladder, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new. Besides, no one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Just see what the morning brings. There's a dream he dreams where the high school's dead and starved. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents' prime ministers. We kings and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past, 'cause if you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and pretty things. Thank you.
no static. No static. No static. No static. Mondays. 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 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m.
There's a hole in the roof. screwing up. I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Mary Jane's Last Dance. And honestly, that song feels like pure sunlight to me. It is such an incredible track. And we are coming to our hidden gem for the night. We've got some Pink Floyd for you with Have a Cigar. I love listening to this one while tanning. It just has that perfect laid-back sunshine feel to it. What's really interesting about the song, though, is that it's basically a sarcastic jab at the music industry. The lyrics are written from the perspective of this fake, overly polished record executive trying to squeeze money out of a band. And the lines like, by the way, which one's pink, was actually inspired by real industry people who worked with the band but barely seemed to understand them. Another cool thing about the track is that the lead vocals are actually sung by someone else, not Pink Floyd. During the recording of Wish You Were Here, both Roger Waters and David Gilmour tried recording the vocals, but neither of them were happy with how it sounded. They eventually brought in folk singer Roy Harper, who happened to be recording nearby, and he ended up singing the version we all know today. So thank you so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'll be back again next week at 8 p.m., but for now, here's Have a Cigar.